Hello everybody and welcome to this online service from Oni Baptist Church. My name is Sid Bond and I am one of the elders here. We are continuing with the series from John's Gospel titled, Who is this Jesus? And the I am statements of Jesus. And today we are reading from John chapter 11. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves to you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords you are. We acknowledge that all things come from you, and we thank you for all your blessings and goodness. Please draw us closer to you as we read your word, and give us understanding, we pray. Help us to worship you, and strengthen our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, our first hymn today is number 1187, and Jonathan is going to sing it to us, Before the Throne of God Above.
High priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high. Christ my Saviour and my God, with Christ my Saviour and my God.
So as I mentioned before, our reading is from John chapter 11 today, and we're going to read the first 16 verses. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. But Rabbi, they said, a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you are going back there. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light. After he had said this, he went on to tell them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us go also go, that we may die with him. We come to our prayers of intercession now, so let's pray again. Father in heaven, we thank and praise you for all that you are. We praise you that you are holy and righteous in all your ways and unchangeable in your nature. We thank you that you hear our prayers and know our needs even before we ask. Father, we pray for those countries in the world where crops have failed, where locusts have ravaged vegetation, where there is conflict. Heavenly Father, please meet the needs of the people. Send help and stop the conflict. For Christians in other countries who are persecuted for their faith, please protect your people. Give them wisdom and great faith. Help them to stand firm. And please encourage them. For tension between China and the West, we bring that to you and pray for guidance for the respective governments, that there will not be an escalation of tension. But Father, that the nations will learn to work together. And Father, for wisdom and success we pray, as scientists and medical workers seek to develop a vaccine for COVID-19. Also we pray for those who have lost jobs and for those with reduced income. We pray that things will improve and there will be help available for them. Father, we pray for those who are unwell mentally, that they will get help and support. And we pray for charities who work for the good and support of others, that they will be able to continue their work. And Father, we pray for your church worldwide, that it will be an influence for good and bring glory to you. Amen. Jonathan is now going to sing to us again, and this is number 145, Great is the Lord.
Lord, we
want to lift your name up high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our life. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal throughout earth and heaven above. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the
the message, and this story is about two sisters, Mary and Martha, and their brother, and they were friends of Jesus. Lazarus, the brother, is ill and not getting any better. So the sisters send a message to Jesus, "Lord, the one who you love is sick." Now Jesus is about 30 miles away from Bethany, where the sisters live. And when he receives the message, you would expect him to leave immediately, but he doesn't. Jesus says to his disciples in verse 4, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loves Lazarus and his sisters, but stays another 2 days. Is Jesus uncaring? Is Jesus unloving? Absolutely not. We will learn that there is a higher purpose behind Jesus's delay. After 2 days, Jesus decides it is time to leave for Bethany. Before they depart, Jesus says to his disciples, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe." Now you may say, "Don't the disciples already believe?" Yes, they do. But in Bethany, they will witness an amazing miracle by the Son of God, which will convince them even more of the greatness and power of Jesus, and that all things are possible with him. When Jesus and his disciples arrive in Bethany, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days and in the tomb. Martha leaves the house and meets Jesus, and they talk together, and we read that in verses 21 to 27. But I'm just going to read to you verses 21 and 22. verse 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus tells Martha, your brother will rise again. Martha replies, I know he will rise in the resurrection at the last day. We then have this great statement by Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And he says to Martha, do you believe this? Martha replies, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. Martha then goes back to the house and tells Mary, her sister, that Jesus is asking for her. When Mary meets Jesus, she falls at his feet and says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. This is exactly what Martha had said to Jesus when she first met him. Now going to read verses 33 to 38 in this John chapter 11. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. As we read these verses, we see the reaction of Jesus is intense and also surprising, for he not only weeps, but is deeply moved and troubled, according to verses 33 and 38. Verse 33 reads, when Jesus saw Mary weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. And verse 38 reads, Jesus once more deeply moved came to the tomb. Biblical scholars, when referring to these words, deeply moved and troubled, point us to the Greek word from which they are translated. This word, when applied to human emotion, speaks of anger. So why would Jesus be angry while he is at the tomb with the two sisters? Beasley Murray puts it this way, Jesus was angry in spirit. And D.A. Carson writes, Jesus was outraged in spirit. There have been a number of suggestions put forward as to why Jesus was angry. The one I favour is the view that Jesus was angry at death itself and the misery it brings, and the one who has the power of death, who Jesus came to destroy. That is the devil. So we find Jesus standing at the tomb with Mary and Martha. Take away the stone, he commands. But Martha protests and says, but Lord, by this time there is a bad smell, for he has been there 4 days. I now want to read verses 40 to 44. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." What an amazing miracle! What an amazing spectacle! Just imagine if you had been there. Everybody's eyes would be on Lazarus standing before them. And he was alive. And yet he had been in the tomb for 4 days. The sisters, of course, would be overjoyed, with tears streaming down their faces. They now have their brother back. And imagine you are still there in the village of Bethany, where this miracle has taken place. You look around and you see the Jews who have come to support the two sisters. What are they thinking? What have they learnt? Well, we read that in verses 45 and 46. It says, "Therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, put their faith in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done." So some Jews put their faith in Jesus, and others went to the Jewish authorities and reported what Jesus had done. And it is the same today. There are those who hear the words of Jesus and respond in faith, and others who work to oppose the gospel and persecute God's people. But be assured, God is sovereign, and his plans and purposes will all be fulfilled. What did Martha and Mary learn from this amazing miracle? They learned that even though they know Jesus and believed he was the Christ, the Son of God, their view of him was too small. They learned that if Jesus is delayed, it does not mean it is too late, and there must be a higher purpose for the delay. Also, they learned that there is no situation that is beyond the power of Jesus. There is teaching for us as well. For when our prayers are not answered, and we say, "Why, Lord?" And when we see and hear of terrible things happening in the world, and we say, "Why, Lord?" God therefore must have a higher purpose regarding our prayers, and also what he allows in the world. Isaiah chapter 55 reminds us, "For there God says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." Jesus said to Martha in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. There is no greater authority than I am." Also Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, the bread of life, the gate for the sheep, the true vine." There is no greater authority or power than that of Jesus. Sometimes, sadly, we believers live our lives as though Jesus was not the great I am. What did the disciples of Jesus learn? In verse 4, Jesus says to them, referring to Lazarus, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." The disciples learned the reason for the illness and death of Lazarus, and that it was within the purpose of God. Jesus delayed going to Bethany for 2 days, not because he didn't care, but for the glory of God, and that his disciples would have a greater understanding and belief of his authority and lordship. The raising of Lazarus from the dead is a sign and a reminder that Jesus can make alive the spiritually dead. The New Testament makes it quite clear that if you are not a believer, you are spiritually dead. Dead in your trespasses and sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says. But Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 reads like this: "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions." So if you are not a disciple of Jesus Christ, you can become one today by asking God for forgiveness for your sins and for salvation, and you can become a follower of Jesus Christ. We come to our last hymn now, which is number 203, and Jonathan is going to sing "I Believe in Jesus."
Come
come now to our closing prayers. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your salvation. We do thank you that Jesus died on the cross for us, so that we can be made spiritually alive. We thank you that Jesus took upon him all of our sins, and we can call him our Saviour and our Lord and our friend. And so, Father, we do thank you for all that you have provided for us in Jesus. And we do ask that you would help each one of us to follow him and to love you more. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.